Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, chapter entitled Scheduled Incarnations, text number 26. Ume sure taravaruta vimaditaya.
Ume sure taravaruta vimaditaya.
Ume sure taravaruta vimaditaya.
Ume sure taravaruta
Klesha vayaya kalaya sita Krishna kesha. Klesha vayaya kalaya sita Krishna kesha. Jarta karishyati jananu palaksha marga. Jarta karishyati jananu palaksha marga. Karma nichatma mihimo pani bantanani. Bhume, of the entire world. Sura itara, other than godly persons. Varuta, soldiers. Vimaditaya, distressed by the burden. Klesha, miseries. Vyaya, for the matter of diminishing. Kalaya, along with his plenary expansion. Sita Krishna, not only beautiful but also black. Kesha, with such hairs. Jarata, having appeared. Karishyati, would act. Anjana, people in general. Anupalaksha, rarely to be seen. Marga, path. Kamani, activities. Cha, also. Atma Mahima, glory of the Lord Himself. Upani Bantanani, in relation to. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with His plenary portion. The Lord comes in His original form with beautiful black hair, and just to expand His transcendental glories, He acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great He is. Translation responsibly. When the world is overburdened by the fighting strength of kings who have no faith in God, the Lord, just to diminish the distress of the world, descends with His plenary portion. The Lord comes in His original form with beautiful black hair. And just to expand His transcendental glories, He acts extraordinarily. No one can properly estimate how great He is. Purport. This verse is especially describing the appearance of Lord Krishna and his immediate expansion, Lord Baladev. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev are one supreme personality of Godhead. The Lord is omnipotent and he expands himself in innumerable forms and energies. And the whole unit is known as the one supreme Brahman. Such extensions of the Lord are divided into two divisions, namely personal and differential. The personal expansions are called Vishnu Tattvas, and the differential expansions are called the Jiva Tattvas. And in such expansional activity, Lord Baladev is the first personal expansion of Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. In the Vishnu Purana, as well as in the Mahabharata, Lord both Krishna and Baladev are mentioned as having beautiful black hair, even in their advanced age. The Lord is called Anu Palaksha Marga, or, in still more technical Vedic terms, Avan Manasa Gochara, one who is never to be seen or realized by the limited sense perception of the people in general. In the Bhagavad Gita 7:25, it is said by the Lord, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita. In other words, he reserves the right or not being exposed to anyone and everyone. Only the bona fide devotees can know him by his specific symptoms. And out of many, many such symptoms, one symptom is mentioned here in this verse, that the Lord is Sita Krishna Kesha, or one who is observed always with beautiful black hair. Both Lord Krishna and Lord Baladev have such hair on their heads. And thus, even in advanced age, they appear like young boys, 16 years old. In the particular symptom of the personality of Godhead, that is the particular symptom of the personality of Godhead. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that, although he is the oldest personality among all living entities, he always looks new, youthful, boy. That is the characteristic of a spiritual body. The material body is symptomized by birth, death, old age, and diseases. But the spiritual body is conspicuous by the absence of those symptoms. Living entities who reside in the Vaikuntha lokas in eternal life and bliss have the same type of spiritual body, without being affected by any signs of old age. It is described in the Bhagavatam, Canto 6, that the party of Vishnu Dutas who came to deliver Ajamil from the clutches of the party of Yamaraj appeared like youthful boys, corroborating the description in this verse. It is ascertained thus that the spiritual bodies in the Vaikunthas, either of the Lord or of one of the other inhabitants, are completely distinct from the material bodies of this world. Therefore, when the Lord descends from that world to this world, he descends in his spiritual body of Atma, Maya, or internal potency, without any touch of the Bahiranga Maya or external material energy. The allegation that the impersonal Brahman appears in this material world by accepting a material body is quite absurd. Therefore, the Lord, when he comes here, has not a material body but a spiritual body. The impersonal Brahma Jyoti is only the glaring effulgence of the body of the Lord. And there is no difference in quality between the body of the Lord and the impersonal ray of the Lord called Brahma Jyoti. Now the question is why the Lord, who is omnipotent, comes here to diminish the burden created upon the world by the unscrupulous kingly order. Certainly the Lord does not need to come here personally for such purposes, but he actually descends to exhibit his transcendental activities in order to encourage his pure devotees who want to enjoy life by chanting the glories of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that the Mahatmas, great devotees of the Lord, take pleasure in chanting of the activities of the Lord. All Vedic literatures are meant for turning one's attention towards the Lord and his transcendental activities. Thus, the activities of the Lord in his dealings with worldly people create a subject matter for discussion by his pure devotees. Om Gyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Petitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Rama Hare Hare. Or better, you just do it outside before you come inside. That's better. Yeah, do that next time. Okay. So, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. That is the premise or the teaching of the Vedas, and especially of the cream of the Vedas, or the ripened fruit of the Vedas, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhagavat Purana. So it is describing that, Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam, Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. And everyone else is simply an expansion of him. Now in the first paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains that there are different types of expansions. Now, there is Vishnu Tattva, there is Jiva Tattva. So Krishna is the absolute truth. This is described in the introduction to the Bhagavatam. If you read the introduction, Prabhupada explains the Bhagavatam does not deal with God. It deals with the absolute truth. Because God and all of his Shakti and creation, together, that is the absolute truth. Not just God by himself. So there are different categories of creation. There are three principal categories. There is the Antaranga Shakti, the Bahiranga Shakti, and the Tatashta Shakti. The Bahiranga Shakti means the external energy. Bahiranga. Bahir means that which is external to us. So the Bahiranga Shakti. Then there is the Antaranga Shakti. What is the Antaranga Shakti? Yeah, that which is spiritual. The spiritual world is antaranga. It is the internal potency or the spiritual potency of God. The original potency, the pure potency. And then you have the tatashta shakti. What is the tatashta shakti? It is marginal. It means someone who is in between spirit and matter. That is you. You have a choice. You can either go into the spiritual energy or you can go into the material energy. That is your choice. What do you want to do? Which energy do you want to be in? Spiritual or material? Spiritual. Then why are you in the material? You say you want to be in the spiritual, then why are you here in this material world? Because you don't want it enough. Your desire is not strong. One person, they asked Prabhupada, they said, why is it that Maya is so strong? Prabhupada said, Maya is not strong, your desire is not strong. If you desire to get out of Maya, you'll be out of Maya now. Prabhupada said, it takes one moment to become Krishna conscious. So why aren't you Krishna conscious? Just like that story I've told a number of times. Then Prabhupada was translating, 1:30 in the morning. And he rang his bell, and I think it was Satsarupa Maharaj came, and he said, go and get Guru Kripa Swami. So Satsarupa Maharaj went off and knocked on the door and woke up Guru Kripa Swami and said, Prabhupada wants to see you immediately. So Guru Kripa Swami, he got up, had like a quick bath, put on some cloth, came 1:30 in the morning, and he came into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was sitting behind his desk, translating. And then he came and he offers his obeisance and he sat down, and he was just sitting there watching Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was translating. And after a few minutes, then Guru Kripa Swami said, "Prabhupada, you called me?" And Prabhupada said, "What were you doing?" He said, "Prabhupada, I was sleeping." He said, "Why were you sleeping?" He said, "Prabhupada, because I had to take rest." He said, "Why are you not translating with me?" He said, "Well, Prabhupada, you are a Paramahamsa. Why are you not a Paramahamsa?" And he didn't have anything to say. And Prabhupada said, "Go and take rest." So then he went and took rest. And got up for Mangalati. So we want to be in this material world. Man proposes, God disposes. You want to be here. That's why you are here. If you want to go back to Krishna, you can go back to Krishna now. Is Krishna stopping you? What is stopping you from going back to Krishna? We want to be in the material world. We want to be independent of Krishna. We want to enjoy separately from Krishna. And if we observe our consciousness all day long, every day, our mind is constantly going from Maya to Krishna, Maya to Krishna all the time. It's tatashta. Tatashta means that which is central. Right? Just like the shore of the ocean. If you go to the beach is tatashta. It is marginal. It is in between the ocean and the land. So we are in between spirit and matter. We can go either way. We are tatashta. So it is your choice. Do you want to be covered by the material energy or covered by the spiritual energy? So if you want to go back to Krishna, you have to become very serious, very sincere. You have to stay awake in the Bhagavatam class. Otherwise, you can't go back to Krishna. So there are the three energies, antaranga, bahiranga, and. So what is the antaranga shakti constituted of or made of? What is spirit made of?
Haladini.
Samvit. And Santini. Potency. What is Santini potency?
Eternity.
Spirit is eternal. Right. So spirit is called Sat. Eternal. And the material world is called? Asat. Means it is temporary. Right. Nothing stays the same here. Everything changes. It is temporary. But in the spiritual world, as Prabhupada is pointing out in this purport, nothing changes. Krishna always looks like he is 16. Do you always look like you're 16? Hands up if you look like you're 16.
Actually, we all look like we're 16.
Don't confuse the class. None of us can stay 16 in the material form. It has to change. Birth, growth, staying for some time, byproducts, dwindling, and death. Six changes we all have to go through. But in the spiritual world, nothing gets old. You don't get old. Every day you get up and you're still 16. You go take rest and you get up the next day, you're 16 again. Forever and ever. So, it is called Sat. And then Chit. Chit means everything in the spiritual world is conscious. Nothing is unconscious. Nothing is unconscious. Everything has consciousness. Even the vines on the trees, they have consciousness. The trees themselves are completely conscious. They're called Kalpa Vriksha, which means they can fulfill any desire that you have in your heart. If you go up to the tree and you say, I want a mango to offer to Krishna, then a mango manifests. And if you say, I want a pomegranate to offer to Radharani, then pomegranate manifests. So everything is conscious in the spiritual world. It is described that when Rupa Goswami was staying at one place called Terkadamba, and he was writing his literatures.
And when he wrote about Krishna and the gopis being separated, what did the tree do? He was leaning against the tree and he was writing. And when he was writing about separation between Radha and Krishna, then the tree would feel separation and all the leaves would drop off the tree like tears. And then when he was writing about the reunion, the union, sambhog, between Radha and Krishna, then the tree became very happy and he was leaning against the tree and the new leaves on the tree would sprout like hairs on the body standing on end. So everything in the spiritual world is conscious. But the material world is achit. Achit means no consciousness. Achit? No, asat is temporary. Achit means unconscious. Just like, see this, what do you call it? This book stand, right? So you say, hello. 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 Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Right? There's nothing there. It is unconscious. Just like a lot of human beings these days are also like that. Hello. Hello. Hare Krishna. Hello. 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 Nothing there. Nothing going on. The lights are out. So sometimes it is like that. Because in the material world, it is unconscious. And you see, even that, even in the material world, even where there is consciousness, sometimes that's so covered by ignorance, avidya, it's practically unconscious. Right? And then the spiritual world is made of ananda. Ananda means? Right? Anandam buddhi avaratanam. What does that mean? Lord Chaitanya says, when you chant, you will experience anandam buddhi varatanam, which means unlimited, ever-expanding bliss. Hands up if you feel like that when you chant. One, two, two and a half, three and a half. Okay, but that's how you should feel when you're chanting. Sometimes when we're chanting, we think it is some sort of torture, which was discovered to make us suffer in the material world. Oh my God, I woke up late today and I have 2 hours of japa. And your mind is freaking out. What is this? It is so difficult. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Hare. Just trying to finish it. But Lord Chaitanya says when he chants Anandam Buddhi Vartanam, means unlimited ocean of bliss. Why are you not experiencing that? Why don't you experience an unlimited ocean of bliss when you chant? Because we're not fully absorbing ourselves properly. In the spiritual world, everyone is feeling unlimited bliss continuously. Unlimited. Today is more blissful than yesterday. And tomorrow will be more blissful than today. And it gets better every time. Otherwise, it doesn't. There is no meaning to it. Krishna is becoming more blissful every moment. So the spiritual world is called ananda. And the material world is called nirananda. What does nirananda mean? Huh? Miserable. Oh, the material world is? Yeah, without ananda. No ananda. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he never says in Bhagavad Gita that material world has ananda. Matra spashas tukunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha. Krishna says in the material world, you'll just get sukha and dukkha, but no ananda. You will get sukha, and then you will get dukkha. That's the material world. Right? And that's what everyone does in the material world. They just experience some sukha and then they get some dukkha. Right? Right? I'm happy today. What does that mean? That means it won't last. You're guaranteed in the material world if you're happy. It's just a matter of time till that finishes. And if you're sad, it's just a matter of time till that finishes. That's the material world. It all comes and goes. Matra spashyas tukunteya. Shitoshna. Shita ushna. Summer and winter. Summer is here now. How long will it last? A few more days, and then it's gone. And then you have winter. How long will that last?
6 months.
Way too long. It's like that. And then it comes again. It goes. It always changes, right? That is the nature of the material world. Whatever is good, that will pass. Whatever is bad, that will pass. That's the nature of the material world. But in the spiritual world, right, it is always blissful, only bliss. Just like one time, Indrajumna Swami, he was not Indrajumna Swami, he was a Grihastha at the time, but he was in France, and then Prabhupada came, and then Prabhupada arrived at the airport, and all the devotees were there, like 100 devotees. They all came to meet Prabhupada. And then the airlines, they lost Prabhupada's bags, so Prabhupada, he went back to the temple with all the devotees, and they said to Indrajumna Swami, they said, you stay here and wait for Prabhupada's bags. So he waited for Prabhupada's bags, and then finally after 2 hours the bags came. They found Prabhupada's bags, and then he got in the car as quickly as he could, and he drove straight back to the temple. Because when Prabhupada got to the temple, there was big kirtan, right, and guru puja, and then Prabhupada gave class, and then there was big feast. So he drove back after 2 hours, and when he got there, he walked in, and everyone was just finishing the feast. And he looked around, and he said, is there any prasad? And they said, oh, there's nothing left, everything's gone. So he missed the kirtan, the guru puja, he missed the class, he missed the prasad, missed everything. So then he got Prabhupada's bags, and he went upstairs, and he walked into Prabhupada's room, opened the door, knocked on the door, walked in, put the bags down, and Prabhupada was standing there. And then Indrajumna Swami offered his obeisances, and then Prabhupada hit him on the back. And then Prabhupada rubbed him on the back. He said, in the material world, everything is very difficult. But when I take you back to Godhead, everything will be easy. Srila Prabhupada ki? So in the material world, everything is difficult. But in the spiritual world, everything is blissful. Everything is easy. So we have to go back to the spiritual world. No, you're staying here. Only one reason to stay here. Why did we stay here? Preaching. We only stay here to preach. Yeah? Otherwise, no reason to stay. We just stay here to help others become Krishna conscious. So if Krishna says, I want you to stay here to preach, then we will stay here. But if he says, I want you to come back, then we will go back. Because you can't be happy in this material world. No. So here, in the second paragraph, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna has blackish hair. What is Krishna's name when he has blackish hair or beautiful hair? Keshava. Yeah, Keshava means? Keshava has different names. Different meanings like that. Keshava means one who controls Brahma and Shiva. Keshava. Brahma, Shiva are under the control. That is Vishnu. Keshava. It is the name of Vishnu. It means one who is controlling. Supreme controller. But there are other names also. Other meanings also. But generally it means Keshava. It means one who has the beautiful hair. Kesh. Keshava. Means one who has beautiful hair. That is the name of Krishna. Kesh also means whitish. So it describes that when Krishna comes at the end of the day, towards Nandagram, when he's been out with the cows, and his dark, blackish body becomes covered by all the dust of Vrindavan, he turns a little whitish. Like whitish color. So Keshava means like whitish. So at that time they say Keshava. It means also he's little, like whitish colour. But generally, it means one has beautiful blackish hair. So Prabhupada is explaining that in the spiritual world, Krishna always has beautiful blackish hair. Puranam, Purusham, Navayovanam, Cha. Brahma Samhita says, Purana, what is a Purana? Means ancient, old. Purana, Purusham. He is the oldest person. All of us are as old as Krishna. How old are we? You are eternal. All of us. Krishna says, Na tvevaham jatuna sam, na tvam neme janadhi paha. He says, I have always existed, and so have you. So all of us are eternal. Krishna is eternal. And Lord Krishna, in the spiritual world, he's Nava Yovanam. Although he is the oldest person, he's always existed. Nava Yovana. Yovana means youthful. In the spiritual world, when he comes to the material world, he appears to transform through three different ages. Komara, Poganda, and Kaishora. So Komara means what is Komara? Komara means up until the age of 5. When someone is young, the 4 Komaras, Chatur Komara. Komara means young, means like a little. Up until 5 years old, we say that is Komara. Kumar. Nanda Kumar means young boy. And then you have Poganda. When Krishna is in Komara age, when he comes to earth, in the spiritual world, he's always Kaishora. He's always 16. He doesn't go through the different ages. But in the material world, then when he comes through that first age, the main rasa which is experienced in that age is Vatsalya. Komara, that's when all the Vatsalya, that's when the Damodar Leela takes place. And the Damodar Leela is the highest Leela or the most pleasure-giving Leela in the Vatsalya Ras. When we sing the Damodar Ashtika in Kartik time, and we're remembering that pastime when Krishna was bound, right? That was the highest rasa in the Vatsalya Bhav. And then when he gets to the age of 5 to 10, then that is called Poganda. And in Poganda, his main rasa which he experiences is Sakya. That's when he plays with his friends. You know, you see young boys, when they get between 5 and 10, right, they become crazy. So much energy. That's why we send them to school. That's why you go to Gurukul. Right? Because 5 to 10, just say, listen, just take them. Look after them. So much energy. You see 5-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, it's like so much energy. Unstop. Right? If now, at our age, if we live like we did when we were 5 to 10, we'd last about 3 minutes. Right? Running here and running there and running around the temple building and then coming back and then jumping on the plum tree and then running back and then like that. You won't last very long. The body, but when they're young, it's so much energy, they just go like that. And you see, when they have too much sugar, they get hyperactive. Right? And then they just go, just too much energy. So when Krishna is between the age of 5 and 10, he's mainly Sakyaras, mainly with the friends, so much energy. They take the cows out every day. And as they're taking the cows out, then Mother Yashoda, she is following them. And she says, do you have enough to eat? And Krishna says, yeah, no problem. It's okay. Just Mother, just go back. Just go back to Nandagram. We're okay. So then Krishna walks a few more steps and she runs up and she says, are your clothes on properly? And she begins to adjust him and make, hey, Mother, I'm okay. I just want to go. Right? And then he goes a few more steps. And then she runs up and says, let me adjust your hair. And she fixes his hair. And he says, Mother, it's okay. Just go back. Just go back. We're fine. And then Madhu Mangala, then he says, we don't even give a fig for Nandagram. We don't even care about your city. We just want to go to the forest and play. He said, we get no pleasure in your city compared to when we're in the forest. Just let us go. And then finally she lets them go. And then they go into the forest and they just enjoy themselves unlimitedly. Just having fun. Just playing games. Right? And then Prabhupada says, before lunch, Krishna kills 2 or 3 demons. Before lunch, 2 or 3 demons, kills them. All the boys have fun and then sit down and have lunch. This is Paugandha. This is Krishna's age. And then, next age is 10 to 15. 10 to 15 is called Kaishora. That's when he becomes a youth. And it describes that when he's Komara, his hair, his beautiful hair, goes just down to his shoulders. Right? And then when he's Paugandha, right, it goes down like about halfway down the back. But when he gets to Kaishora, his hair goes all the way down to the bottom of his back, down to his waist. He has long, long hair. Right? It goes right down. So he goes out into the fields, but then now he's between 10 and 15. And what is the main rasa which he experiences? Between 10 and 15, it is Madhuya rasa. Now, it describes that when someone is a very auspicious person, and Krishna is the most auspicious person, it says they will age, or their appearance, will be 1.5 times their actual age. So when he gets to the age of 10, he already looks like he's 15. He's already developed into a 15-year-old. So that's why when he begins, he gets to the age of 10, automatically he enters into the Kaishora Lila, because he already looks like he's 15, 16. And he fully absorbs himself in that lila. So then during that lila, then he absorbs himself in Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Ras means his conjugal pastimes. In the spiritual world, Krishna is always Kaishora. But Mother Yashoda, his parents, the older gopas, the older gopis, they always feel like he's Paugandha. Sorry, they always feel like he's Komara. Even though he's a 15-year-old boy, but they always... You see, like, mothers in India or Nepal, even though you're grown up, but still they treat you like you're 5 years old. Always you're like that. And even one sannyasi, one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Puri Maharaj, he was telling us, there was even an example in India that one man, he was 60 years old, and his mother was 80, and she was still feeding him with a spoon in his mouth. Even though he was 60 years old and she was 80, but she still saw him as being like her baby boy. So she was just feeding him like this. And she wouldn't let him eat. She had to feed him like that, and she was still doing that. That is Vatsalya Ras, Vatsalya Prem. That is selfless. If you want to understand Krishna, you have to be selfless. Your problem is you're selfish. That's why you can't understand Krishna. Understand Krishna, you must become selfless. That's why, and Puri Maharaj, he was one of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Prabhupada and him were close. Puri Maharaj was describing, in the West, we want everything quickly. People don't like to wait anymore. We have to have fast internet connection. What does fast internet connection mean? It means it's 2 seconds faster than slow internet connection. But that's what we're like now. If we have to wait 2 seconds for a page to come up, we think, oh, this is slow. I can't use this. I've seen that. Because you come to our farm, we have slow internet connection. It's not fast, it's slow. Because the farm is slow. So you come there and I see devotees, they have to wait 2 seconds for the page to come up, and they're like, this is useless. It is useless. I can't live here. I can't live like this. I can't live on a farm. This is useless. Yeah. This is called Rajagun. It doesn't work. Everything has to be very fast. So, What was the point I was making? My mind's gone blank. Yeah, Puri Maharaj. Okay, yeah, that's okay. Sorry, I just lost my thought for a minute. Okay, so Puri Maharaj was explaining that in the West we want everything fast, we want everything now, and when we come to devotional service, we also want everything now. Krishna, Radha, I want to understand Madhurya Rasa today by lunchtime. I want to understand my form as a gopi. By lunchtime, quick. Right? And I'll get on the internet on my fast connection and I'll type in gopi bhav. There it is. And then I will become a gopi by lunchtime. You will see me eating the chapatis. Like. Like a gopi. Radharani eats like that. When Radharani gets a ladu, she just takes a little bite. She just goes. When Krishna gets a ladu, he just goes. Whole thing. But Radharani is very, how do you say it, like. Different words. Yeah, dainty. That's another word I was thinking as well. Very, she's very refined. Krishna's very refined as well. Huh? Yeah, modest, but not like that. What is it? Yeah, very gracious. That's a good word. And the other words is another word I can't think of. But yeah, very gracious. She's very refined. Krishna is, he's very refined as well. But he's also very robust. Like that. So, you want it quickly. But Puri Maharaj, he was describing, you want to understand the highest things, you Westerners. And practically all of you are Westerners as well. Even though you're an Indian body, but you're practically Westerners. You know, you want everything like this, but you don't understand what is selfless love. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan, Nishchayat, Daryat. Daryat means you have to be patient, because it doesn't happen quickly. But first you have to become selfless. Then you will understand Krishna. That's why we can't understand Krishna, because we're selfish. If you become selfless, you will understand him. You'll understand conjugal ras. Right? The gopis, they're the most selfless. So to become a gopi, you have to become selfless. To become a pure devotee, you have to become selfless. That is actually the secret of Krishna consciousness. Ahoituki, apratihata. All the time, apratihata means constantly. Ahoituki means without other desires. Then you can understand Krishna. So Puri Maharaj was saying, this mother, she's totally selfless. 80 years old, she's still spoon-feeding her son. So he said, all you Western devotees, you have to become like that. And Prabhupada said that one time to Prabhupada Vishnu Prabhu. He said, when you preach, you have to have the heart of a Bengali mother. Very soft. And Rupa Goswami says this, bhakti is soft. Then you can understand Krishna, when you are soft-hearted and selfless. Otherwise, it's not possible. So as Prabhupada is saying in the purport, Krishna is pure. Krishna is on the spiritual platform. Krishna is situated in Shuddha-sattva. Krishna is in the Devi Prakriti. So if we want to associate with Krishna, we also have to become purified. We have to enter the Devi Prakriti. Otherwise, you'll just take birth again in this material world. So we'll stop here and see if there's any questions or comments on what we have discussed.
What's the difference between
Sukha is what you experience in the material world, material happiness. But when someone buys one of those $25,000 blue sapphires from Ceylon, that is Sukha. That is happiness in the material world. But when you give that same stone to a devotee or to the deity with love and devotion, that is Anandu. Do you understand the difference? Thank you. Any other question or comment? Yeah.
know, she was coming back and Talava was talking, and she said with such emotion, "Papa, Papa." And I thought of him, oh my goodness, you know, I wish I had that love for Krishna, you know, it's just a sincere love and innocent. And you know, like, I really want to have that love for Krishna. I want, when I come back home, I want to have that feeling that I'm happy, that I'm back and I'm seeing them after a long day, and maybe, you know, thinking, oh, maybe one day, you know, whatever, exactly, it's good one day. But it realized me how what we have to develop.
Any other questions? Says that Nanda Maharaj, he has greyish hair. Or it's black, but it has like the grey flecks in it. Like that. You see, when men get older, they get like, it's black, but it has like the grey flecks in it. So Nanda Maharaj has that kind of hair. So eternally, he has that hair. Because that, his body is made of spirit. And it facilitates Krishna's love for him in Vatsalya Rasa. Any other points? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki? Jai.